Hello, Audio Dreamland. I thought I'd do a little post, as I haven't been on here for a while. And I have a dog staring at me because he wants his brekkies. So I might go and do that while I'm talking to you. what have I been doing? Okay, let's think. A week ago, last Friday, I had an aftercare visit from guide dogs, and that went really well. We were actually out for about 2.5 hours at least, because I was looking for a place to get a photo, an ID photo for my bus pass, and they seemed to be very few and far between. We tried three chemists on the way. One of them did do them, but the machine was broken, and the other two didn't do them. They kept advising me to go to WH Smith's in town, but as I was doing an aftercare walk, I didn't go in there. But we also went into a nice little recreation ground where I can run the dog, so I shall use that now when I want to take him for a run. We also did the route to Folkestone Central train station from my home, and I think I know how to do it now. So yeah, I'll be doing that now and again. I'll probably need a bit of practice at doing it. So, and the thing is, as we were just coming towards the station, I suddenly said, I wonder if there's a photo booth in the station. And there turned out to be. So I did get my photos in the end. And of course, Mr. Kinsey was perfect. He didn't put a paw wrong. He was so good. The whole time he worked beautifully. So I was very pleased with him, and they were very pleased with him too. They said he looked good. And he worked well, so I'm very happy about that. So that's my aftercare over and done with for another year or so. And what else have I been doing? Oh, I had a chest freezer delivered on Tuesday, I think it was. Or was it Monday? I can't remember now. It's either Monday or Tuesday. But I bought myself an extra freezer because I like making things. So I thought, you know, I'd like to have an extra one. It's only a small chest freezer, and I've got it up on the landing because I haven't got any room in the kitchen for it. So that's good. I can start making things and freezing them. And what else is happening? Well, just the weekend really was a nice quiet weekend. I did some gardening and repotted some plants. I've got some more tomato plants. These will grow yellow tomatoes. And I've also got another courgette plant, but this one is called a patty pan. And the courgettes on there are sort of round and flattish. They often use patty pans in things like Caribbean cooking and that sort of thing. So I planted all those out. So I had them all growing in the mini greenhouse, and they were getting quite big. So I thought, it's time you lot went outside. And my potatoes have come up now, so I'm sort of covering those as they grow a little bit, because you have to keep covering them and covering them until they're at the right height. So hopefully I shall have some spuds to dig up at some point. French beans are all looking good, and the other little tomato plants are looking good. And I started some beetroot off in the mini greenhouse, and they are starting to come up now. They're a bit too small to plant out yet. I'm going to let them sit in there a bit longer, especially because they'll be protected from the dreaded snails. Although I haven't had too much damage really, because I've got slug pellets that I put down in the pots. And yes, yeah, so I was doing that yesterday, and then because it was such a lovely sunny day, I got one of my chairs out and sat in the garden with a book for about half an hour until I came in and finished reading it indoors. On the cooking front, I haven't really done a great deal of making stuff. I did make some homemade digestive biscuits, and then I covered the tops with melted dark chocolate, so they're a bit like homemade dark chocolate digestives, and they're very nice. I'm very pleased with those. So I might make a cake sometime next week. I've actually done a online shopping order with Ocado. This is the first time I've done an online shop here. So I thought I'd give that a go for a change. So I got some naughty things in there like ice cream and pizza. But also some bottles of drink like flavoured water and different flavours of squash for the summer. Because I don't always want hot drinks in the summer. So that's coming tomorrow, and also coming tomorrow is a wardrobe that I bought. So I'm gradually getting furniture sorted out for the house. And so yesterday I also did a bit of tidying up of boxes, got rid of a load of boxes up in the loft and emptied out the contents. So we're getting there slowly but surely. Okay, that's enough waffle from me. I've got a hungry dog who needs his breakfast, so I shall see you all again in Audioboomland. Bye bye.